Now then, if you don't realize it, oh, that's a good scripture, Psalms 119:65. You have done many good things for me, Lord, just as you promised. Now, the Lord has promised us many good things, but most of us don't believe the word when we read it. You know, so you read these promises. Well, I'll have to say some people, and especially men, you know, the thing about men is we don't think it's necessary to go to Sunday school or Bible study or read God's word, you know. I mean, the average guy that's out there, you ask him, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Do you go to church? No, my wife goes, but you know, I don't have time to go on Sunday. You know any men like that? Oh, I know a multitude of those. You used to be one of those, right? Aiden's up here on the front row. He told me a story yesterday. We're praying for his wife to come home, and his son was telling his son, said, son, mother's coming home, and she and I's going to serve in the ministry together. And his son looked up, Dad, I can't see mama ever serving the Lord like you do. He said, I just can't see her doing this. Then he stopped and looked at his dad and thought about what his dad was like a couple of years ago and said, but I couldn't see you doing that either. Jesus got a hold of you, did he, Aiden? He got a hold of you. Praise the Lord. Now, what happens when Jesus gets a hold of the old man? He makes you a new man. Does that right? Or a new woman? And then he totally changes your life. So, well, we have an enemy out there. And the enemy is Satan. You know, now, of course, the answer to life is Jesus. But this enemy, Satan and his demons, they create and cause havoc in our lives. And, you know, so many times I didn't know who this enemy was. You know, I didn't understand how he worked. I didn't understand why. In fact, I've asked the question a lot of times to different people as I was growing up. Why is this man over here? Remember, two guys live side by side. Both of them got 200 acres of land. Both of them went to high school together in the same community. Maybe they were both college graduates, or maybe didn't either one of them go to college. But one of these guys, he drives a nice vehicle. He has good fences around his place. His house is fixed up pretty nice. And it doesn't seem like him and his wife and children have to go to the doctor very often. But the other guy, it seems like there's always something wrong. You know, his place is run down. He drives an old, wore-out car. You know, he's sick a lot, or his family's sick. And then the guy even dies young, at 45 or 50. And you think, why? Have you ever wondered why these kind of things happen? Why one man lives a long, healthy life and another one dies early? Or why when somebody brings a beautiful little child into the world and they're happy as they can be, and 3 days later they say your little baby's liver is failing and she'll be dead in another day. But yet the child that was born right beside her from another mother, that child's perfect. And they live to be 80 years old with no problems. You ever wonder why? I did. I wanted to know why these things happened. I wanted to know why some people are sick and some people are not sick. I wanted to understand. And so, just like somebody told me the other day, they said, wouldn't it be nice, as we go through life, we see all this equipment and all this stuff, and there's an owner's manual made for everything. You know that? You know, whenever you go down and buy something at the store today, you get a 1 or 2 or 3 page leaflet with it that tells you all about it, right? How it works, the parts and everything. How to put it together. And you think, an owner's manual. Wouldn't it be nice if we had an owner's manual for us? We do. The Bible. The best owner's manual in the world. But almost nobody knows it. They don't realize the book is an owner's manual for life for you and me. And it tells us about these things. And so, since I used to be an airline pilot and used to have to fly with my books, and you always take your book, you always go over the checklist, and especially on a big airplane, you might go out in a little bitty single engine plane, but it's got a checklist, but it's not quite as critical like a little single engine fixed wing, fixed gear. If you forget to put the landing gear down, it's not a major problem. It's already down. You know, it don't raise up. You know, so it's not a problem if you start to land and say, is the gear down? You know the gear's down. But if you have a little bit more sophisticated one, and when you took off and the landing gear come up, and now you're going to land and you forget to put that down, and you land, you've spent some serious money. You rent your engines, your props, the belly of your airplane, and you've really spent some money. So you have an owner's manual that tells you everything about this airplane. And, you know, it's amazing. Owner's manuals for everything. Well, we got an owner's manual for life. This owner's manual tells us about the enemy, who he is, and what allows him to work. Now, when I first started in the ministry, you know, I listened to a few other people. When I got out of the Baptist circles, I learned a little bit about the devil. Just a little. But, because in the Baptist circles, we don't talk about the devil much at all, or at least in the Baptist churches I was in. We didn't talk about him. You know, one time I was in a church and I said something about the devil, and this guy said, "Oh, Thurman, don't say anything about the devil. You might upset him and he might attack us." So he knew just about as much about the devil as I did. You know, almost nothing. But now then, I've learned who this beast is. Now, I've learned now I can walk right through his camp. There can be demons all over the place, and I don't have to be afraid. I can just walk right through because I've now learned that he cannot attack me or you unless he has legal claim through sin. Now then, if you're sinning, don't you dare walk out in that, because if you do, he's going to get you. Now see, people don't understand this. I mean, young people, when I was young, I didn't understand this, you know. So you do lots of things that's wrong. I mean, just like young people, you know, the Word of God says clearly, if children, obey your parents in all things. Is that right? Obey your parents. How many young people don't even want to do that? Almost all of them, right? But, you know, there's a statement right after this that says, children, obey your parents in all things, because this is the first one of the promises that it had with a promise, one of the commandments with a promise, so that your life may be long on the earth. Nobody believes that. You know, so if I disobey mom and dad, that means I might die early? No, no, no. God wouldn't do that to me. Oh, yes, he will. So that's why one of these young men, you know, is having all these problems in life. One of them obeyed his parents. He honored his mom and dad. He blesses his mother and dad. He wants to take care of mom and dad. You know, when he gets a little older and he knows he can help them, man, he's always coming home and say, "Mom, Dad, something I can do to help y'all this weekend?" You know, that's a young man that's honoring his parents. But the other, see, you say, "Well, let's go help Mom and Dad this weekend." Ah, he said, "That old fool, I ain't going to help Dad do nothing." You ever heard people talk like that about their dads or their mom? And then they're sick. They get afflicted. You know, they have a car wreck. And the other one, nothing ever happens to him. The one that was that good boy. The one that honored his mom and dad. But the other brother, he wouldn't. And there's always something happening to him. Somebody says, you know, that boy was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But his brother, it must not be true. He must have been born under a different sign. Yeah, the sign was this boy is obeying and this one's not. This one has opened the door to the devil. And the devil will come, but he has legal claim. He will come and he will attack and make people sick and afflict them, cause car wrecks and all kinds of things. Now then, if the average young person knew that, they'd straighten their act up. Don't you think they would? Some will, but some won't. You know, there's going to be some. You remember the story in the Word of God where there was a man, two men, and they both died. And it's in the book of Luke. And they both died, and the angels came and got one of them and carried him down into the center of the earth in a place called paradise. And the other one died and opened his eyes in the center of earth in torment. And he looked across there and he saw the other man and said, "Lord, let Lazarus come forth and dip his finger in that cool water, because I'm in agony in this flame." He said, "No, He cannot. There's a great gulf between the two of you, and he can't come across there. He said, Lord, why don't you let Lazarus go back and tell my five brothers about this place? He said, no, he's got Moses and the prophets. Got the word? Let them listen to that. He said, no, Lord, they won't believe the word. But if somebody will return from the dead and tell them about this awful place, they will believe. And Jesus' words, you know, there's going to be some of them. Even though one returns from the dead, there's going to be some that's not going to believe. Now then, how many people do you think right now today, just in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, how many hospitals do you think there are and that are almost every one of them running over with sick people? They must be, because everywhere you go, they're adding wings onto them, right? You don't add wings on hospitals unless what you got's full, right? Now then, do you know what would solve all the problems of that? If we would teach the people the Word of God, and they would believe, and they'd turn from their wicked ways, the hospitals would empty out. There wouldn't be no sick people. They would not open the door to the devil. You would have no mentally or physically handicapped children. If moms and dads would honor and obey the Father, He promised in His Word to bless you and your children. That's a promise from God. So we don't do what He says, do we? Not too well. So there's an enemy out there. Now this enemy, I want to read a little to you about you, and to confirm to you that Satan can't do anything to us without God's approval. And I'm going to show that to you in the book of Job, in the first two chapters of the book of Job. So we're going to start out today with Job chapter 1, verse 6. That's where we're going to start, in Job chapter 1, verse 6. And I will be reading both sets of scriptures today. There'll be times I'll be reading from the King James, and then there'll be times I'll be reading from the NLT. But right now, I think the one I have here is the King James. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Yeah, Job 1, 6. Yeah, if you want to put it up there so they can see it too. Job 1, 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.